The Speed of Small Adjustments. It's episode 343, Grow Great, the podcast, a leadership podcast. Hey, welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. You can find the show notes, subscribe, all kinds of useful information over at growgreat.com. The Speed of Small Adjustments. This week, the focus has been on details and seemingly small details, because they can make all the difference. So let's end the week. Today is Friday, November the 15th, 2019. Let's end the week with a focus on speed, especially the speed with which we can make small adjustments. I wish I were a guitar player, but I'm not. I've just dreamed about it since I was young, but I've never learned to play. I have owned guitars. I currently own a guitar within 10 feet of me. Is a rather expensive, nice, in a hard shell case, acoustic guitar. I can't play it. I have learned a lot about guitars. In fact, I've learned way more than a non-guitar player should know about guitars. I'm that guy. I subscribe and watch all kinds of guitarists on YouTube. And I've even watched countless videos on the little technical adjustments that luthiers and experts at setting up guitars will make. And some of these are minimal. I mean, seemingly insignificant, but boy, they can make a big difference in how that instrument performs, according to the guitarist. And so it goes with our businesses and our organizations. We can make a minor tweak, and it can completely alter the results we get. Improvements aren't always measured by the size of the change or the adjustment. Guitarists can turn a tone knob, a volume knob, ever so slightly and get a different sound. They can alter how they pluck or how they strike the strings. And again, the sound changes for the better. Speed is essential. It's essential to our success because, well, we're flying the plane that is our business. Liftoff requires speed. Staying aloft requires speed. Before little digital tuners were invented for guitars, these ones that attach to the headstock of a guitar, perhaps, or guitarists can have them on their pedal board at the feet. Tuning was just more laborious before these technologies. It was slower. Getting a guitar in tune now, easy, fast, mostly. And that's important because, well, a tune played out of tune sounds, well, pretty awful. Think of the speed to make small adjustments inside your business as your ability to get your, well, to get into tune more quickly. It'll help you play better. It'll result in being able to perform better. Now, selling you on the virtues of speed probably isn't so hard or necessary. I probably don't need to give it that much of attention, so I'm not going to. So let's focus on the smallness of the adjustment. I figure that's the constraint. To give small adjustments the emphasis they deserve, there's our problem. If you purchase services or products for your enterprise, then you've likely experienced cost creep. Because suppliers deploy a common practice of incremental price increases. It's their version of small adjustments because it piles up and it adds to their bottom line. Smart, it's smart on their part. We push back because that cost creep, it drives down our profits. It takes our business in the wrong direction. It may take their business in the right direction, but it's not good for us. And that's why we deploy speed at searching for, well, we could search for alternatives that might enable us to creep our costs down instead of up. It's this push-pull nature of how business works. I mean, think about what happens when you pull your car in to fill up with gas. Today, the price maybe is $2.89 a gallon. Last week, maybe it was $2.77 a gallon. Next week, it may be $2.99 a gallon. You don't think much about it, probably, because, well, you need gas in your car, and it doesn't matter what it costs, you got to have it. And those price differences don't likely create a lot of thought. Now, if it went from $2.19 a gallon to $2.99, okay, yeah, now you're gonna squawk and yell, but you're still gonna do it. But in these prices that I've thrown at you, a 4% swing in one direction or another just doesn't feel like a big deal, does it? No, it doesn't. I mean, if you spend $50 to fill up, and next week it's 4% higher. Okay, well, that means it costs you $52. And you think, yeah, no big deal. Here's the problem. You cannot approach running your business with that same mindset. I'm not throwing rocks at you because we all do it when we fill up our car, but sometimes we can bring that same mindset, you know, it's not a big deal, to our business. It doesn't work. It does not work in our business. If you do that, you'll find yourself swimming in red ink. And that's why making small adjustments sooner than later is necessary. I rather choose to think of it as ongoing adjustments. Start making ongoing adjustments and just don't ever stop. Don't ever stop making small incremental adjustments, improvements. In business, we're basically on this constant quest to drive our costs down, drive our revenues up. And that makes this speed thing easier to think about. We put pressure on our cost and on our expenses to drive them down. We work hard to invest our money in areas where we get the highest return. I mean, if I'm able to give you a dollar and you give me $2 in return, I'm going to be handing you $1 bills just as fast as I can hand them to you. And that's what we do when we make investments in things that come back to us with a return. Now, at the same time, we're working to increase our revenues. And that can happen with price increases to our customers, or it can come from higher value and higher price point offerings. It can come from the addition of new offerings. It's not a complicated formula, really. We sell more stuff, or we sell to more people, or ideally, we figure out a way that we do both. Growth. This is all about growth. Growth is the deal. That's why the podcast is called Grow Great. And that's just applying small adjustments to dollar-related stuff. And I suppose you could say, well, everything's got a dollar attached to it. And while that probably is true, these are the kinds of things when it comes to cost and revenues, those have dollar signs in front of them. Products that we purchase, products that we sell, but there are plenty of small adjustments that can have a big impact on our performance that don't have a specific dollar amount tied to it. In the last decade or so, doctor's offices have made small adjustments. Just the other day, I needed to make an appointment with a doctor. No big deal. Don't have anything major going on, but I needed to go see a certain kind of a specialist. Okay, I'll tell you. I got diagnosed with swimmer's ear a couple of years ago, and when it flares up, it drives me absolutely out of my mind. I'm like, okay, I need to put this to bed once and for all, if I can. So I make an appointment with an ENT doctor. Now, if you make an appointment with a doctor, a new doctor, you are probably today going to find the patient paperwork available to download from their website. I mean, gone are the days where you have to, now a lot of people still do, where you have to arrive 30 minutes early, they hand you this clipboard, and there's a gazillion pages that you have to fill out to give them your entire history. Technology has made that adjustment possible. Now, for me as a patient, that's a great tweak. I'm much happier to print that off, fill that out here in the privacy of my home, and then take that with me. Speed. That's what we care about. Speed matters because the sooner that you save that 4% or the sooner that you begin to collect an extra 4%, well, you get the point. It's like sewing closed a hole in your pocket where you've discovered you've been losing nickels and dimes. Maybe you haven't been losing dollar bills, but the nickels and dimes add up to dollars very quickly. So let me give you a few steps here. Step number one, follow the money. Look at anything and everything, products, services, processes, systems. Pour over the line item listing. Look at the biggest line items and work your way down. Incremental improvements in these areas will provide a big impact. You have likely done this with something in the past. I'm urging you do it with everything. Step number two, follow the friction. Now, we've talked about friction a lot, and for good reason. It is a killer when it comes to pleasing customers. Find the friction that you are exposing your customers to and start making small, okay, make big improvements if you can, but at least start making small adjustments to reduce or eliminate that friction. Keep at it. chase it hard. Drive down and out the friction that is experienced by your prospects and your customers. Make their lives easier. Make their lives easy. Look around at what's happening at retail. Stores where shoppers walk in, they select their merchandise, and they walk out. Everything happens with invisibility. There's no clerks, there's no cash registers, no nothing. Calculation of what the customer purchased, their payment, it's all just seamless. They go in, they grab what they want, they walk out, and it all happens like magic. Well, it's here. It's here, and it's going to become mainstream because, well, we hate taking the time to overcome friction. Get busy being fast at making small adjustments, and then keep making those adjustments because the compound effect of small adjustments results in big, big, big improvements. Step number three, and this is vital, put everything on trial for its life. Great operators put pressure on everything. Pressure to grow, pressure to improve. It all stems from what I probably should say more about, and that is belief. Belief that growth and improvement are possible. I have found that this may be the single biggest constraint that we have in growing great. And that is, do we just believe that it's possible? A lot of folks don't. I'm encouraging you, believe that it's possible because it is. I mean, it doesn't matter if you believe in it or not. It still is true. You have got to have a mindset that this, whatever this is, this can be improved, always made better. Challenge yourself, challenge your team to get busy finding a way to make this better, to improve this, whatever it is, because it's there. It's possible. And if you and your team don't do it, well, here's the problem. Somebody else is going to do it, and it ought to be you. Because, well, you're the one that I want to win in the market. Today's show was brought to you by the Peer Advantage. I'm imploring you, if you are a small to medium-sized business owner in the United States, you owe it to yourself to spend just a few minutes. That's all it will take to check out thepeeradvantage.com. Peer is spelled P-E-E-R, thepeeradvantage.com. This is a 7-member, closed, online advisory group. Think of it as kind of your personal board. It's not a board in the sense that we're not there to tell each other what to do or how to do it, but we're there to help by sharing our experiences. Here's what worked for us. Here's what didn't work for us. Here's some things that we learned along the way when we encountered that kind of a problem to help you gain some insights. And here's the big, big, big elephant in the room. To help us all eliminate our blind spots. We've all got them. And I don't know what yours are, but they're there. And you've got more than one. When you've got 7 business owners and me facilitating this group, working together and working individually to improve our businesses, our leadership, and our lives, it's a game changer. It's a game changer. All the details are over at thepeeradvantage.com. Be well, do good, grow great. Man, we are closing in on Thanksgiving week. Can you believe it? We've got one more week, and I don't know. I don't know where the time goes, but I know that we got to make all the use of it that we can. So get busy, and Lord willing, I will see you next week.